building a social impact business that runs on profit and purpose? Do you think it's possible? Well, let's find out right here at the Dollar and a Difference show, where we're ditching bad businesses that put profit over people, and we're figuring out how to build businesses that make a dollar and a difference. All right, folks, and welcome to this Growth Hacking Hangout. This is the first time I have ever done this, so I'm also sharing my screen for the first time, which is a new feature that Facebook just posted in. So I'm going to go ahead and just real quick and tag Juliet, because I know she was watching, and make sure she can see my screen okay. Otherwise, I'm just going to hope, because Facebook just released this feature. And so I want to, oh, there. Cool. I can see what I'm doing. So, all right. Well, that's good. So sweet. So we are here. I'm Josh, and I run the Dollar and a Different show here in the group. And you've also seen me, if you, you know, just joined in the Facebook group, you've seen me active around. You've probably gotten an email from Rianne and me, you know, so lots of fun stuff that I'm, well, hopefully you think it's fun, but lots of stuff that I'm behind here. And I wanted to do this as the first time ever I've done this Growth Hacking Hangout. But look, I nerd out over growth. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I love it. I didn't always love it. In fact, when I started out this whole idea of marketing and sales and growth, it just kind of, I don't know, rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I wasn't all that interested in it. You know, I was an artist and I wanted to teach and all that good stuff. And I still do. That's still where my heart's at. But I pretty quickly realized that if I couldn't figure out how to connect with people in a genuine and authentic way, and if I couldn't figure out how to grow and nurture a community of customers around my art, that I was gonna fail. There was no way around it. So I really felt like I had to get pretty good, or at least reasonably good, at this whole growth hacking stuff. And in the, awesome, Juliet, thanks. Just saw your comment there. So perfect. And in that process of figuring that out and really, you know, fighting my way through and getting my nose bloodied around growth and all that stuff, I actually kind of started to fall in love with it. And the reason I started to fall in love with it was because I realized that growth and marketing, a lot of this was really just a lot like creating a relationship and a connection with somebody. I mean, that is exactly what it is. And the more people I can connect with and inspire to this mission of running a business that makes a dollar and a difference, I mean, the more beautiful this world will be. And the more fulfilled and energized I feel, because I really thrive on my connection with people. So those are just a few of the things that really started getting me into this whole growth hacking stuff. That was kind of the bigger philosophical piece. From a tactical standpoint, I just really started to love these things like, you know, keeping an eye on Facebook ads or any kind of online ads and seeing how my community was growing and figuring out how I could do better by it and that kind of thing. So that's just a little bit of backstory in terms of how this whole growth hacking hangout started. So that's, you know, the intro and just a bit of why this is occurring. But let's just jump right in with today's topic. And I'm going to try and do this regularly. I don't want to overpromise myself in terms of how regularly, but I'm going to try and do this regularly where you and I can just come in here and nerd out and talk about growth. Hi, Rianne. Good to see you. And by the way, this is a group thing, okay? I don't want this to be just me chatting here. So if you have comments or questions, feel free to pop those in the comments. I'm trying to tune in as regularly as I can. Drop a comment, drop a question. I do love growth hacking, but I basically know enough to be dangerous. So I don't know everything. So this is about us trying to figure out and hack this thing called growth, trying to figure out how we grow and nurture a community of customers on a regular basis. And there's also, I got a little surprise for Rianne. It's partly how I do some marketing reporting to her, because she's my business partner in the Impact Business Base, and I want to be able to tell her what's going on. So this gives me a good excuse to just run through some of the things that we're doing. That'll come a little bit later. For today, though, I want to talk about some general themes and topics that I'll be talking about through these growth hangouts, so we have each other on the same page here. Okay, so now that I've blathered on for a little bit, let's jump in to what are we focusing on today. Well, as you can see with the title, the theme for today is this idea of, and it's a mantra that I live by and I share. Measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. Measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. Okay? when we're talking about growth hacking, you have got to be able to measure the effectiveness of your marketing efforts. And if you can't, if you feel like your marketing efforts are just pissing in the wind, I mean, hey, it happens. I was there for a long time. But if that's what you feel like right now, you've got to stop. And you've got to put some systems in place to measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. And in today's show, I'm going to talk about how you do that. And on my path to talking about that, I'm going to share a lot of terms that we'll use regularly here. So, in fact, anyone tuning into these growth hacking hangouts, I'm going to have them look at this episode to get some of those terms. So here's what we're going to go over. I'm going to talk you through an all-in-one platform that Rhianne and I use called Kajabi. Now, so we'll talk through that. I'm going to talk about the idea of tagging, and more importantly, the idea of being with your customer at every step of their journey and knowing where they're at on that journey. That's point two. And then point three, I'm going to talk to you about how to get started on this concept of measuring what matters, ditching what doesn't, and doubling down on what does. And I'm going to teach you some simple hacks to help you do that. Okay, so point one, talk about all in one platforms. Point two, talk about how to walk with your customer on that journey. And point three, how do you get started with some simple hacks in your world if you want to do this? Okay, so to get started, number one, let's talk about these all-in-one platforms. Now, the first thing that I want to tell you, when I say an all-in-one platform, what do I mean? I mean a platform that has your website, has your email service provider, has your landing pages, and has some kind of a basic database or CRM all in one place. On top of that, it has a good way for you to analyze. Now, there are lots of them out there, okay? And at the end of the day, you know, it's your choice in terms of which one you use. But I can tell you this, you do not want to try and Frankenstein this together. In other words, when I was starting out, I had my website on WordPress. I had my landing pages on Lead Pages. I had my email service provider on MailChimp. And then I had about two or three other things, like a video hosting provider in another place. Five different systems that I was using to grow and nurture my community of customers, but none of them really communicated very well with each other. It was very, very hard for me to piece that together and figure out, you know, if a customer met me here, what did they then do? What emails did they open? All that kind of stuff. That kind of information will make or break you. The single biggest mistake I made when I was starting out was I did not build my website and my marketing platform in an all-in-one provider, okay? If you are not doing that and you're building a service-based business, I cannot implore you enough to stop Frankensteining it together as soon as you possibly can and jump on an all-in-one platform, okay? Now, Rhianne and I, we use the all-in-one platform called Kajabi. And we really love it. So let me just go back to my website here. So we use Kajabi. Now, I'm actually going to be teaching you some lessons today, but I will always, when I teach you these growth hacking lessons, I'm going to be using Kajabi because it's what Rhianne and I use and love. At the end of the show, I'll give you an option if you want to grab a free trial of that. But again, use whatever you want. But bottom line is you want an all-in-one platform where you have your website, your email service provider, your landing pages, and a few other things that I'll show you along the way. Okay, that's point one. Get an all-in-one platform of some kind. It will help you tremendously with your growth hacking, and it will help you avoid a lot of the big mistakes that I made. Okay, now point two, when it comes to measuring what matters, ditching what doesn't, and doubling down on what does, and don't worry, I'm gonna walk you through a real-life case study of how I do that on my end. But point two, the thing that you gotta have that an all-in-one platform will provide you is you've got to have tagging, okay? I often say here that if you ain't got tagging, you ain't got shit. And that might sound kind of harsh, but I really want to drive the point home. But what is tagging? Well, simply put, tagging is a way for you to know where your customer's at, what step they're at in terms of the customer journey, number one. And then number two, tagging is a way for you to know how this customer or this prospective customer initially met you, okay? So let me show you what I mean. Now, I can't show you all of this just because of privacy. I don't want to, you know, show people's privacy on this. But basically, the bottom line is this. So I'll just use Rhianne and I as an example. When it comes to growing the community of the impact business base, okay, we have a few things going on. We have Facebook ads that we're running. We have people we meet out, you know, in the world. We have my podcast, we have an Instagram feed, we have lots of different other things. We have some connections with affiliates, lots of different ways that people come into our world and then, you know, join our community where we can nurture them, okay? So when I talk about measuring what matters, I need to know, you know, if a person comes in off Instagram, what do they do? I need to know that they came off Instagram, right? But if you don't have some kind of tagging, in other words, if they don't get tagged when they first come into your world, you'll never really know how they entered, okay? So let me show you how we do that on our end. And the best way for me to do that is to just show you some examples of what we call a pipeline. Now, basically, at the core of this, I want you to know that we have several landing pages out there. You've probably seen one. One of our biggest ones is we give away this e-guide that has 10 lessons from veteran social entrepreneurs. I wrote it based on the podcast I did, on those podcast interviews, right? Well, we have that landing page to give that away. And let me just show you. I'm going to jump into this pipeline, okay? A pipeline is simply, how should I put it? It's basically every step of your customer's journey in one place so you can see it and look at all the statistics. So I love pipelines now. I've been nerding out on them, okay? Now let me just show you the page that we've been using, all right? Just in case you haven't seen it, let's see if I can do this here. Let me just click into this. So, and then we'll go to that in a second. But bottom line, here's the pipeline, okay? Here are all the pages in the pipeline. Now you'll notice just with the screenshot that a lot of the pages are the same, okay? So on the front end, what people are gonna see, let's get this one. Actually, what people are going to see is this page, okay? Whether they come off a Facebook ad, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever they come from, people that are entering our community are going to see this page, okay? But on my back end, because I've set it up this way, I actually have a series of different landing pages. On the front end, they look exactly the same, but on the back end, I've set them up a little differently to A, tag people based on how they came in. So you see here, we have one landing page for an affiliate partner. These are some A-B tests I was wanting to do off a Facebook ad. These are people coming in off LinkedIn. Okay, so page looks the same to them on the front end, but on the back end, I get to know how I got to know this person. Did I get to know them initially on LinkedIn? Did I meet them on LinkedIn? Did I meet them with an affiliate partner? Did I meet them off a Facebook ad? How did I meet them? Okay, so that's step one, all right? When I say tagging, you get to know how you met people, okay? Now, another thing where tagging is important, and I'm actually going to go in and show you the visual pipeline. Another thing where tagging is important is you can see then, once people entered your world, what actions did they take? Did they join a webinar? Did they buy something? You know, what did they do? Bottom line is you can create so that when they take another action, when they take another step and get to know you further, you know, what kind of a step did they take? Okay, so you can look at all those tags. You can see exactly what they've done, exactly the steps they've taken, exactly how they've interacted with you. And that's really, really important. You know, especially when it comes to thinking about your sales. If you find that a huge number of people coming off Facebook ads are buying into your programs, well, then you might want to double down on Facebook ads. On the flip side, if you find out that nobody coming in off LinkedIn is actually buying into your programs and they haven't for months, even though you've sent lots of traffic that way, well, then it's probably time to ditch that because it doesn't seem to be moving the needle for you. But you can't know any of this very well if you don't have an all-in-one platform. And that's why I'm such a huge proponent of this, okay? So here we have those landing pages, again, that look different on the back end, look the same to the person on the front end for the most part. And, well, they do. I have some A-B tests here is why some of these look different. But bottom line, it's really the back end that's different. Now, let's look at this pipeline. This is the thing I really love, and I've been nerding out on a lot on Kajabi lately, is where I can break down the stats of these pipelines. And this, Rianne, is the new thing I want to show you. Let's check. Okay, a different word for pipeline is funnel. Yes, thank you, Rianne. Basically, a step-by-step process. Perfect. Love it. So funnel is, yeah, a very common thing here. Now, so let's look at this real quick. I'm cutting myself close on time, so but we're getting there. So let's jump into this pipeline. Now, this, Rianne, is kind of, Kajabi has redone their pipeline system, and it's super exciting now the way that they've done it. So, Rianne, you said, you know, pipeline is like a funnel, okay? So I can see my whole funnel here. People sign on here. They jump into an email sequence, a nurture sequence where they get to know us, you know, and then they're also offered somewhere down here. Okay, yeah, they're offered the opportunity to join our waiting list. In this email sequence, they're also offered the opportunity to join us on a webinar. So all of this is really cool. I can see exactly, you know, the whole structure. Now I have the exact copies, the different landing pages that'll tell me where they came from, but here's where pipelines get really incredible. Remember where I said, folks, you got to be able to measure what matters so you can ditch what doesn't and double down on what does? All right, check this out. I can view the stats of my entire pipeline. What do I mean by that? I can see exactly how well each one of these pages is converting. So right here, for example, we just created a great affiliate partnership. And through that, we're getting a lot of people signing on for our e-guide. We're getting a 23% conversion rate, which is really good. 23% of people that see that page are signing up with their email to get that guide. This is the Facebook ad we're running. It's running 11% now, but I've been monitoring it over the last 2 weeks, and that's been hovering around 30 to 40%. So that's been awesome. I love that. This was an A-B test we did. We're not running that anymore. This is some LinkedIn stuff we have going on. I haven't gotten the activity I wanted on that. That's another story for another day. Then I can see how many people see our, so what happens is after they see a Facebook ad and they download the guide, they're redirected to a thank you page that tells them about the Impact Business Base where they can join the waitlist. Now of that, I see that 2% have opted to join the waitlist. It's not terrible. I didn't figure that percentage would be very high, but I want to get that higher. But there again, I'm measuring it. I know that. I can see these things as they happen and I can adjust. And if you take nothing else from these growth hacking lessons, take that. That you've got to be able to measure and monitor and keep an eye on these things. And if you're not doing it from your early days, if you do like I did, and you just start out and kind of try to do this willy-nilly, you are really going to struggle. If I had done these kinds of things in my first year or two, folks, I'm not lying to you. I would be 3 to 5 years ahead of where I'm at now. Now, I'm not saying that with bitterness. Don't hear the voice of regret. That's not it, okay? Actually, a lot of these things were not totally available. If I had them, my life would be totally different right now. I mean, that's maybe an exaggerated statement, right? But things would be very different if I had measured what mattered, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. So as an example, I got a really good conversion rate here with this affiliate partner we had. You think we might go ahead and look for a few other affiliate partnerships like that because we're bringing a lot of great people into our community? Oh, and by the way, I can check out the email sequences related to this. And I can see, you know, the sends, the opens, the clicks. I can see how these email sequences are performing. Now, we started this recently, so we haven't gotten everyone through all of them. But I can see how these email sequences are ultimately driving to sales because I have the sales page down here. Shows me exactly what I'm doing. So I know exactly how much I'm making for ads I'm running and that kind of thing, which is also key. And something we'll break down a lot more. We're going to break down a lot in terms of ads and that kind of thing on later shows. But for now, I just want to lay this foundation around what I mean by growth hacking and how to measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. All right, folks. So I'm wrapping up here. And then I have a way for you to get started on Kajabi if you'd like. And I'll wrap up with that. But just to recap what we covered today, all-in-one platforms, this was point one, all-in-one platforms will save you years. They will save you years of mistakes that I made. Do not Frankenstein to growing and nurturing a community of stuff in place, how you, and then to understand where they're at on the steps of your customer journey. On top of that, you have to be able to understand how well your marketing efforts are or are not working. If you feel like you're just pissing in the wind with your marketing efforts right now, it's all the more reason you need an all-in-one platform. That was point one. Point two, we talked about how if you ain't got tagging, you ain't got shit. That was where I showed you how I have these landing pages that look the same on the front end, but they tag people differently because they're in different places. Some of those are on Instagram, some of those are Facebook, some of those are LinkedIn, and I want to know where I met somebody. So tagging helps me do that. Tagging helps you do a lot of other things. That's how I got most of those pipelines to work. And we're going to talk a lot about different tactics and hacks with tagging as we go forward. So that's important to realize. Now, my last point, if you want to get started with an all-in-one platform like Kajabi, they actually do a lot of things. But for now, one of the big things I'm going to share with you is they have a 28-day free trial for Kajabi. Now, let me put that link in the comments here. KJS. And so this is the link. That 28-day free trial, though, you're not going to just be able to jump on their webpage and get that. This is actually their business partner of ours now. So this is a special thing that we've been able to arrange. Now, a lot of other folks around have it, but the bottom line is you can't get this publicly. So you want to click that link that I shared with you, and I'll show you here what's going to happen if you do that. Let's see, KJS. It's going to take you right here. And this, again, is a page that you – so this button is what's important. Try Kajabi free for 28 days. You won't find that on their main website. Kajabi is an amazing all-in-one platform. Gives you 28 days to test it out, see if it fits for you. Now, I'm going to say that this is the best fit if you are in an online service-based business, especially if you're doing, you know, video or looking at doing curriculum, any kind of an online service or service-based business, Kajabi is really great. If you're doing physical products, there are oftentimes other options that are better for you. But for the most part, for anyone doing a service-based business, or especially an online educational business, Kajabi fits you like a glove. So jump on, try that out. Now, bottom line though, I love Kajabi. Rhianna and I use it. We tested a lot of different platforms. So I'm not just, you know, throwing this out there because they're a business partner. I mean, I've literally lived and breathed this thing for the last year. It was what I always wanted. And like I said, if I had had it, I would have been so far ahead. But at the end of the day, it's so much more important to me that you just get onto some all-in-one platform that you like. And if that's not Kajabi, I understand. But get on something that will keep you from Frankensteining this together and get you measuring what matters, ditching what doesn't, and doubling down on what does. Kajabi does a great job of that. They have a 28-day trial. I put the link to that in the comments. Otherwise, I hope you've enjoyed this growth hacking hangout. Shoot me a comment. Let me know how you felt. You know, this is something I'd like to keep doing because I like nerding out on this stuff, but let me know what you thought. You know, if you want this to continue, let me see your comments. Let me see your questions. Let me know your feelings on this, and that'll let me know, you know, where to go. But my goal is to try and make this a regular thing. So did you try platforms? Juliet, I have not tried, other platforms. Yes, I have tried other platforms. I have dabbled a little bit with Infusionsoft, which I think is fairly expensive and cumbersome. That's just my opinion. You also need some development help a lot of times for that. Kajabi's really drag and drop. I am not a developer. I'm not good at that. And Kajabi is just really good about making that easy. Their support, Kajabi support too, by the way. So Juliet, I'm trying to think through the other ones. I tried Kartara. You name it. I probably had some limited contact with it. But I just liked Kajabi a lot better for a lot of reasons. And their support, by the way, is second to none. I mean, if you have any questions or you run into any challenges, they're right there for you. I think it's like 24/7 support. But anyway, but yes, Juliet, the short answer is I did try other platforms. I've been around a lot of platforms for quite a while. There are a lot of them out there. I just, of all the ones we tried and looked at, Kajabi really checked off all the boxes, especially for our membership site. But there are tons of other amazing fits for it. And the best way I think it would just be to try it out for 28 days. And Rhianna, if you can jump in, Rhianna can share a little bit more about the platforms we tried and why we ended up choosing Kajabi. But I'll leave that to her in the comments. I actually got to run and get going for the day. So folks, take care. Hope you enjoyed the growth hacking hangout number one. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you on the flip side.